listening to the title track from the album Imaginings. It's the latest release from Paul Adams. He says he embraces the characterization of being a multi-genre artist. Matter of fact, he compares himself to a visual artist.
For example, he may be tired of working in oils. And so he said, you know what, I think I'm going to do something in acrylic. Or maybe he's got some tools and he said, you know, I think I'm going to carve some mahogany. And that's my thing. I'm a generalist in music, so I feel comfortable in a number of different genres.
Though Adams easily travels among those different genres artistically, he says commercially there was a downside. He says he lost a record deal back in the day for being inflexible to label demands to produce a similar sounding follow-up to a then successful record.
They insisted on more of the same, and I said, no.
The national radio program Echoes was also insisting on more of the same. He says at the time, the station had been a champion of his music.
And then I did this album called In the Land Where I Come From. And they absolutely hated it. It kind of destroyed me, took me off the map.
In a way, though, has you going among all these different genres and doing it that way, has it served you well?
Well, it slowed me down, and it served me well artistically. I've received great pleasure, and I think that maybe I would get good gigs as a producer simply because people see that I work in a wide variety of areas, like Brian Eno, for example, who can work in a number of different areas and feel comfortable. And so I'm now at a point where I can now be even more flexible.
And the residuals Adams receives from radio play on Sirius as well as Pandora and Music Choice has allowed him to focus on music full time. His most recent album is Imaginings. It's a collaboration with longtime friend Dave Hoffman, the Peoria multi-instrumentalist known for his time with the Ray Charles Band. He also collaborated with Australian instrumentalist and vocalist Elizabeth Geyer and Indian flute player Pravin Gonkindi. Adams says he incorporated their sounds and the many sounds he's known for into Imaginings.
So some people find it relaxing, but there's also a sense of groove in a number of spots. It fits a little bit in world fusion, and it fits a little bit in the new age meditation genre. But I wanted to make sure that it was artistically enriching.
Imaginings grew organically out of an album Adams was producing for Geyer. He says the process began accidentally when the two began improvising to relieve stress during the recording of Geyer's album.
It really clicked. Even though she came from a jazz background, she knew to kind of exercise care and to stick with more of a drony kind of a modality, which worked well with using the Middle Eastern-y kinds of flutes and things. So we had those basic tracks, and then I thought, you know, I want to add some things, and I had just been picking up the dobro a lot, so I thought, I'm going to add some dobro, but I'm going to kind of play it like Derek Trucks would and just, you know, do a lot of Middle Eastern-y kind of stuff.
And the final touch for the album was discovering the Indian flautist Pravin Gonkindi.
I saw him on YouTube, and he was the most incredible bansuri flute player I'd ever heard.
Adams and Gonkindi collaborated electronically. Adams would send song files via the internet to Gonkindi in India, who would return the files to Adams with his flute parts overlaid.
He had some really beautiful improvisations, and I thought, okay, well, I'm going to structure something around those improvisations. So on Just Such Beauty, the very first track, I actually kind of married it around his melodic construct. For Giggles and Grooves, which was something I had built around my daughter's giggling. I had held her upside down in front of a microphone and just started shaking her.
Are you serious? That's your daughter giggling?
Yeah, and she, it was so beautiful. I thought, that's the best giggle. And of course, you know, a kid's giggle just makes you feel good, you know? So I built just a very gentle groove. And then I took some of Provin's tracks and I kind of modified them a little bit. Some of them going forward, some of them going backward, and then cut them up and slice them. And it fit like a glove. Panda Bears at Breakfast. That was one where I was utilizing what's called an Anasazi flute. It's a Native American kind of flute that is end blown. It's really hard for me to play. I have to play it every day because if I don't, and I it takes me another week to get to be able to play it. And it has this real shakuhachi flute kind of sounding thing. And that just really went well with adding a very slow groove because I just saw these panda bears eating in slow motion and I thought, that's kind of amusing.
For the album Imaginings, Adam says once he had the exotic groove laid down, he brought in his longtime friend Dave Hoffman to add a little cool to the tracks.
The flugelhorn has this, it's kind of this cool thing. And I wanted there to be just a tiny bit of a statement of jazz, perhaps.
How do you make instrumental music talk?
Well, you know, the communication with music is so miraculous. I mean, geez, we have 12 notes over here in the West. What you can do with 12 notes is absolutely miraculous. And if you remember as a kid, Leonard Bernstein used to do those school kind of shows where he would talk about how an orchestra works for kids back in the 50s and 60s. And he said, you know, when you put, like, let's say this minor third here with a fifth above it, at the tonic down below, it's got this droney quality and it sounds mysterious, doesn't it? And then let me just move this third step up one half step. Now, we got a whole different kind of a vibe sounding here, don't we? Hmm. And it goes on from there. In India, all of the scales that they have are supposed to reflect specific moods. What I do is I'll just kind of let it go. And I'll sometimes not even go with an intention. I'll just start finding something and just follow it. It's almost like there's somebody standing in front of each note that says, here, go this way. All right, and keep coming here. Okay, now go a little bit to the left. It's a weird explanation, but that's how it seems to work for me.
Adams says he was thrilled with the finished sound of Imaginings, which picked up a Zone Music Reporter Award for Best Contemporary Instrumental Album. And though thrilled with the nod, Adam says, in general, he has mixed feelings about music awards.
I don't really think that you can have a winner and a loser in art, you know, like you can in track or baseball.
Right.
I think that if you complete your task and you've done what your artistic whim intended, then you win. But of course, we do have winners and losers. And the Zone Music Report is a large charting service for instrumental, new age, jazz, world fusion music. So getting in there is helpful in that it simply gives you a little bit of notice, which is good, because maybe that'll bring in more income so that you can continue painting your pictures. I didn't expect it to win, actually. I was in the front row with Elizabeth and I didn't even have my shoes on. Yeah, I was kind of just cooling off.
Yeah.
My goal was to be in New Orleans because anything associated with Louis Armstrong, I dig. But of course, in one's artistic heart of heart, there's no winners or losers.
Adam says he's been a bit shy about performing in public over the years, but in the coming months, it's another project he hopes to tackle. For WGLT, I'm John Norton.